And the New South Wales government recently backflipped on a decision to cull Brumby populations in Kosciuszko National Park. Deputy Premier John Barilaro called the new bill protecting snowy mountain Brumbies an effort on behalf of the animal's heritage value. But many conservationists have decried the new bill as harmful, saying that the long-term damage the Brumbies will do to local flora and fauna is irreversible, and that culling the feral horses is a necessary action. I'm joined now by Don Driscoll, professor in terrestrial ecology at Deakin University and director of the Center for Integrative Ecology. Thank you very much for joining us on the program this morning.
No worries, Sam.
So what is the problem in Kosciuszko National Park?
So the new legislation that Mr. Barilaro has put up is really set to undermine Australia's national park system. So at the moment, Kosciuszko National Park is managed according to a legally binding plan of management. And this new legislation is set to override that, basically throwing out the work that's gone into developing this detailed plan and making managing feral horses in the national park a priority.
And what kind of numbers are there? Like, how many Brumbies are there in the national park at this time?
So there was a survey in 2014, that's the most recent survey, and it estimated, the best estimate was about 6,000 horses, with some uncertainty around that number. So with horse populations can increase at up to 20% a year, so there's probably more than 6,000 there by now.
And what in terms of the objections raised by conservationists, what damage do they cause to the park?
Yeah, the damage is enormous. So there was a study reported in the 2008 Kosciuszko Horse Management Plan where they surveyed a bunch of streams throughout the national park and found that 76% of the streams in areas with horses were degraded, which is a really high proportion of streams are degraded by horses. But you compare that with areas without horses and only 11% were degraded. So the implications are that, yeah, there are some other animals out there that will cause some damage to streams, but the vast majority of the damage is caused by horses.
So what is the you say there's a plan of management for the park, but the government's bill kind of does, you know, derails that. What does the bill by the government actually propose?
So they're proposing that these feral horses are required that National Parks is required to maintain a sustainable population or multiple populations of these feral horses inside the national park, and that this is a priority action overriding any of the other management actions that was in the National Parks plan of management.
So now if calling Brumbies is against the government's sort of, you know, they don't find it palatable, what other options exist for dealing with this threat of Brumby populations in the park?
Well, and that's the $10 million question.
Yeah.
There is no other effective way of managing this number of horses. So there was a research paper came out last week looking at whether or not fertility control was an option, and it basically concluded that it's too expensive and impossible to deploy at that scale and just isn't an option for managing horses in Kosciuszko. They've also, rounding up and shipping horses out is one other option, and that's been tried since the 2008 plan, and it hasn't worked. Horse numbers have expanded, and we've seen 80% of the horses that were collected from the national park sent to the abattoir. So those ways of managing horses have serious animal welfare concerns associated with them, more so than aerial culling.
So how likely do you think we would see the government to change their mind now that they've kind of gone down this path? How likely are they to bow to, you know, I guess, arguments in the future?
So, well, interestingly, there's there are stories in the paper today about reporting that this legislation was actually written by the pro-Brumby lobby, and that there were political donations made to Mr. Barilaro that were undeclared when this legislation was tabled. So this is looking pretty embarrassing for the government, and it's hard to see how members of the parliament could support legislation that has this sort of history, as well as this sort of impact on the environment.
I suppose looking from another angle, why do you think people are so opposed to the culling of Brumbies when we seem to be very okay with culling sharks and rabbits and cane toads?
Yeah, well, that's a good question because, you know, there are around 15,000 horses are killed annually in abattoirs and a lot of those come from the racing industry. Every 3 days on average, one horse is killed on the racetracks around Australia. So, you know, Australia seem to have a good appetite for culling horses. It's just that there's been this strong lobby group who have promoted photographs of dead horses, which, you know, everybody agrees is not a great look. But that hides the more serious concerns and the suffering of native animals that are caused by horses. Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to weigh up the whole ethical dilemma, you need to consider the suffering not just of the horses during the cull or other management. You also need to consider the ethics of leaving the horses there, because horses suffer out there in the wild, and whenever there's a drought or a fire, they can die in their thousands. Mm-hmm. But also the damage that the horses cause to the environment undermines the well-being of native species. So animals that used to live in long grasses no longer have that shelter, for example. And there's also the ethics associated with pushing species closer to extinction. So when you weigh all those things up, actually just quickly reducing the number of horses in Kosciuszko National Park is the best of a bunch of bad choices.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much, Don, for joining us this morning to explain the issue a little bit more.
No problem. Thanks for your interest.